Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Zoe Larson coming.
We are actually Zoe-less today, but we're not alone in the studio. We've got a couple of very special guests. We've got comedian James Roque. Morena, how are you?
Morena, thank you for having me.
Oh, it's lovely to have you up here. And we have got solicitor and climate change activist Dewey Sakayan. Hello, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
It's nice to have you both in here. And we're talking about a very special show that is happening, and it's called A Very Filipino Christmas. Tell us a little bit about how this came to be and what is it, because it's a fundraiser as well.
So basically, last month, a series of devastating typhoons hit back home, the Philippines, and it's affected so many people. And so we were just like, well, what can we do here in New Zealand? So a group of very talented and hardworking Filipino, I was going to say youths, but I don't know if we're youths anymore.
Youths.
I got to correct that. But we came together and we said, you know, we have to find a way to help out. And so that's kind of how this show came about.
And it's a big kind of collection of people from across lots of different disciplines, as you were saying. Dewey, do you want to tell us a little bit about, I think before we start talking about what the show is, let's talk a little bit about what's actually going on back in the Philippines, because it's not good at the moment, is it?
Definitely. Well, this whole year has not been good for the Philippines and for the whole world.
Yeah.
Philippines specifically battled through four devastating typhoons, is what James said. We started off with a super typhoon called Goni, or Roli, locally called, and that affected about 2 million people.
Far out.
A super typhoon is a Category 5. It is the most powerful cyclone that we had in 2020.
Wow.
And then right after that, we had two tropical storms that hit right after one another, and that was tropical storms Sione and Tonio. And then, you know, the fourth one came literally right after as well, and that was a Category 4.
Wow.
Out of five categories in the Philippines, and that was Typhoon Ulysses. That one actually hit the mainland, and that hit the most densely populated areas in the Philippines. So overall, there were actually about more than 8 million people affected by the typhoons. There were storm surges, flooding, a lot of families have lost their livelihood because of COVID. Now they've lost their homes. Some even lost their family members. And so, as what James said, this whole collective of people coming together is really bringing our value of bayanihan, is what we would call it in the Philippines. It's this value of coming together when your neighbor is in crisis.
Yeah,
you know, regardless of whether you know them or not, you come together to help them out.
Mm.
And that's what we've that's what we've come to do. So artists, solicitors, titos and titas, or aunties and uncles, everyone has come together, and we're really inviting everyone to help us help those in need.
Well, I think it's a very important situation to be understanding, because also in New Zealand, we've got like a huge Filipino community, but also we are kind of part of the same ecosystem that is being deeply affected by climate change. And I think it's quite easy for us to forget that this is all kind of happening because of these big things that are going on in terms of changing our climate around the whole world.
And we're so privileged to be able to even, you know, just 2 weeks ago, we declared a climate emergency, or Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern declared a climate emergency. And while that's cleaning our own house, as what she called it, we can't act on climate change as an individual, as one, because climate change is a global issue. And so really, if we are to truly act on climate change, if we are to truly live out the fact that we are in a climate emergency, we need to look beyond our borders. We need to look towards people who are already living the impacts of climate change now.
Absolutely, absolutely. So what can we expect from the show, James? What's going to be on offer?
Like Dewey said, everything that, like, you know, Filipinos are good at, we're going to do at the show. You know what I mean? Everything that, you know, like, everything that my mom was like, why are you doing that and why are you a nurse? We're doing it at the show. So we have people who, we have our actors, dancers, musicians. We have, like, a couple bands playing.
Awesome.
Like, I'm going to be hosting the show. So, you know, whatever, if that does anything for you. It's going to be, like, a show. Showcase of pretty much one, how talented Filipinos are, but two, how much we love Christmas as well, because Christmas is like a massive deal in the Philippines, and so we kind of just want to share that spirit to everyone. And it's not massive in a way that's like, because I feel like I'm very cynical about Christmas as a westernized Filipino, because I see like the commercialization of it and all that stuff. And I'm like, it's feeding into capitalism. But in the Philippines, it means something else. It's like, it's about family and coming together and you know, and seeing family members you haven't seen all year, and so it's like a big thing, and this Christmas spirit is huge, so we're going to try and share that with everyone here in Aotearoa.
It's really a season of giving, isn't it?
Yeah.
And this is, I guess, our gift as well to Aotearoa in terms of sharing our culture, sharing how we celebrate Christmas. But also on top of that, one thing that we are also, that you can expect when you come on the 12th of December, is Filipino food.
Yeah.
Yum.
If you have not tried Filipino food, this is the time to try it.
Yeah, there's going
to
be a market there.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, so come through. If you've never had Filipino food, you know, like, don't eat anything that day. Come clean. Come correct.
A whole empty stomach for it.
Fill up, because you will fill up, because it's all rice. It's all like rice-based stuff, eh? Even the dessert's like rice, you know? Like, we found a way to make rice sweet and stuff.
Yeah.
But come through, because the Filipino food is going to be off the charts good.
Awesome. I'm so excited about it. So this is happening on the 12th of December, as you said, at the Kiritakanua Theatre at the Altea Centre. So nice and central, easy to get to. And it's pretty reasonably priced, which I think is awesome, especially considering it's a fundraiser. So take all your mates, go with all your friends. It's $30 for adults, $15 for children, or if you go with a little family, you've got $80 for a family as well.
Yeah, and I think to the point of it being reasonably priced as well, it's actually like that $30 can go a long way for what you're giving, like what you're sacrificing here in New Zealand when you convert that. All after everything converts, like $30 stretches so far. So
yeah, totally. So go, everybody go, and have a very fun day, fun afternoon, watch some awesome performances, eat some mean food, and support a very important cause. Thank you both, Dewey, and thank you very much, James, for coming in this morning and chatting to us about it.
Thanks for having us.
Hey, if people want to go and get tickets, where's the best place for them to book?
So we actually have a Facebook event page. We also have our tickets being sold in Ticketmaster right now.
Sweet.
And on top of that, if you cannot come, say for example you are not based in Auckland, we have ways for you to donate.
Awesome.
We have a bank account already on our Facebook event page. Click on it. Get on top of that, because we want to give Filipinos the Christmas they deserve.
Hard out.
Especially after this year that they've had.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, thank you both so much for coming in, and have a fantastic show on the 12th.
Awesome. Thank you.
That was Stage Direction with Zoe Larson-Cumming.
No Zoe, but Zoe will be back next.